you. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah. Nice to be here. No, I don't think I've ever been here before. That's a good thing. Good thing to be here now. Thanks for coming. We're doing some tunes for you tonight about a place called Greendale and a family that lives there, the Green family. And the family is made up of Earl Green, who's a Vietnam vet. And he came back to the States in the late 60s from Vietnam. And when he got home, he stayed in his house. And he couldn't leave, he couldn't go outside. He didn't want to go out to see anything, he just stayed at home for a long time. Finally got his nerve up and he went out to a bar. He thought he'd try to blend in and get back to the way things used to be. But when he went to the bar, he met Edith, his lovely wife. And they fell in love. He just watched her dance, and she was so beautiful, he knew that he'd seen her, and that was all he needed to see. So he took her home. They started a family. And they had a little daughter, Sun Green. That was a long time ago. Son's almost out of high school now. She's not here right now. She's doing her homework. She's working on some important jobs. She's got a book report to do. She's working on a book report called, the book is How to Use the Media. It's written by a politician. Or maybe it was a lawyer. I don't know. Anyway. She's also working on something a little more personal, something that she had to make up herself, not somebody else's stuff. And it's her essay is called Alaska, Saving the Wilderness by Sun Green.
Building on the
666 Meadow Avenue. The jail only has one room. There's a little office out front for the deputy. And the rumor is that the devil lives in the jail. No one's ever seen him, of course. A lot of people talk about him. And I don't think Barney Fife is the devil. A lot of things have changed in America, but not that. That's a hell of an idea. Thank you for that. No, it's true. The devil does live in the jail in Greendale. Of course, he gets around. He goes to other places. We've seen him on television. And,
GW!
Oh, he's in the movies now, too. So. Anyway, this song is not about the devil.
The burger.
I don't know why I got it. I don't know what took me.
The burger.
But
the burger.
This song is about Captain John Green. And he has a boat, and he keeps it in the harbor near Greendale, outside of the condemned wharf. And there's a new wharf, and it's beautiful, but the old one's condemned, it's falling down. The new one's gonna last forever. It's made out of cement and plastic. It's ugly as sin, but it's gonna last forever, so that's good.
Yeah, right.
The other one, made out of wood, it's got an old fish shack at the end of it, and it's, you gotta be careful where you walk when you go out on it. It's funky, it's got a lot of fun for it. Anyway, Captain John Green's there, and he's moored out there. He's got his crew with him this morning, a couple of teenagers.
I recommend team managers if you're going to hire anybody. They're very good workers. And the less rebellious ones will work for very little money. But anyway, Captain Green is explaining to his crew why they should come back to the boat and not go to Greendale, not stay there. Just get the supplies and come on back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. Well, outside of Greendale, there's a little sign. It's just a little sign, not a big deal. It says, Leaving Greendale. Population 22,266. And the population keeps changing. I have to adjust it every night. Because people keep coming and going. It's really hard to keep track of. I do my best. Hope you appreciate the work that's going into this. Anyway, forget me. This sign was put up by the Chamber of Commerce. It took a lot of meetings to get it right, and they decided after several meetings to paint the sign green. It seemed like a good idea, and they put the freeway lettering on it so you could see it at night. Greendale, Leaving Greendale. A fine sign. And, I think he fell off his tractor or something. You okay? I know it's a good tractor, just get back on. Okay. So, I was telling you about the sign, and the sign is, it's invisible. You can't see it anymore because of a giant billboard been put up right in front of it by a media conglomerate. Now, the sign was a good thing for Officer Carmichael because he found that it hit his cruiser perfectly and he could park right under it. And people are generally in a hurry to get out of Greendale, so he did real well. And got his quota every week since the sign went up. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. We appreciate it.
And we do.
When Officer Carmichael was killed by Jed Green, he was put in jail right away, and Jed was locked up, 666 Meadow Avenue. And the whole town was trying to get to him, figuring a way maybe they could break in and get him. Carmichael was very popular in town. He was a very popular policeman, and he was a good man. Everybody knew him. It's just a small town, so. These are two guys I went to school with. And Carmichael was the kind of cop that used to make his rounds every day, and he'd always stop at the schoolyard for recess and for lunch hour, before school and after school, when the kids were heading down the sidewalk, keeping his eye out. That's why he was so popular. All the families in town, because there's been trouble with some of the other towns nearby. Carmichael said that wasn't going to happen in Greendale. And, when he died, of course his wife was devastated. And as a new widow, she had her friends over at the house and asked them to take down all the pictures of Carmichael with his policeman's uniform on with his gun. So they took them all down, took down the duck hunting pictures as well. And they were going through all of the, his closets and stuff. And found out Carmichael had a few secrets of his own. Thank you.
Thank you.
painting and became an artist. And that was his one way of silencing the voices and the thoughts that went through his head and the memories that he couldn't erase. Trying to get a real job a couple of times. And he got fired right away from both of them for imagining things that were happening and ducking behind the counter. And just, he wasn't ready for that. So when he was painting, he forgot everything. And his paintings were rather psychedelic looking, kind of like 60s hippie paintings. And son, of course, she loved her dad. And she'd come by after school every day, on the weekend after doing her chores, and she'd check out the paintings, because Earl had set up a little studio in the barn and hung some plywood for the chains, and painted it white, and then hung his paintings on the plywood. So it looked pretty cool in there, and had a good thing going. And son liked to come by at the end of the day to see what he was doing. And she thought her dad was a genius, so like Picasso or something. Because she'd stand in front of the paintings, and she could hear voices coming out of it. Now the first thing she heard when she looked at one of the paintings was, she heard some lovers talking about how nice it was out, with palm trees and everything, like rustling in the breeze. And then she heard footsteps running through some mud, people yelling, other people whispering, and then she heard helicopters, and then what sounded like huge bombs and trees going down, and people screaming, guns and machines, and then that faded away, and the lovers came back, and they were just talking to each other on the beach. And so, you know, these paintings had something magical going on. And son really loved her daddy, and she'd just look at him after she'd stand there in front of these paintings and listening to these voices. She'd just look at him, and Earl would look at her, and he was proud. But the sad thing is, he could never sell any of these paintings, because they weren't very popular, they weren't in. Psychedelic hippie art was not happening. And he went around all the galleries to try to sell them, but he never could. So for years, he lived off Grandpa's money, and the Green family was doing fine because Grandpa had some money. It was hard on Earl. It's hard on anybody, I think, to have to live off somebody else. So this song here is for Earl Green. Thank you.
still young. Or you're gonna go mad. Gotta trust someone. Someone to trust. Trust somebody. Can't go to your brother, because that money's all gone. Can't go to your friends. Kitchen, living room, and one bedroom, bathroom, a big garage for the Eldorado. We had an infrared control.
controller for the door on the garage, too. And they were having breakfast. Grandpa was eating his biscuits. Well, these biscuits were cooked in bacon grease.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of honey on them, and then some butter. And Grandma flipped them over and put some more butter on them. Cook them a little more. That's the way Grandpa liked them. Just like Elvis used to have them. Anyway, they were having their breakfast, and suddenly the room started shaking. Grandma's china started rattling on the walls, and first they thought it was an earthquake. And the whole house was shaking, and then Grandpa looked out the window, and right next door over the neighbor's lawn, there was a helicopter about 10 feet off the ground with a cameraman in the window shooting Grandma and Grandpa through their kitchen window. And they looked out there and saw all these other people in front of the house with vans and satellite dishes and microphones and executives and people with numbers on their jackets. And Grandpa knew that was the media was there. He said they wanted to interview Grandpa about Jed. Said that they wanted to do a special on the Green family. We're going to start with Grandma and Grandpa. They wanted to ask what it felt like to live with a cop killer. They felt that people had a right to know. So Grandpa didn't think they had a right to know. Didn't think it was any of their business. Grandma and Grandpa, they took off on the back, and Grandma grabbed the infrared controller, and they jumped in the Eldorado, and Grandma was driving, and she drives real fast. He took off through Greendale, went up one of the back roads towards the Double E, out to Rowanitas. Grandpa started relaxing a little bit, and he started looking forward to seeing Sun Green out there, and talking to her, and he was so proud of her. She was going to continue the Green tradition, if not the Green name. And she was the last of the Greens. And, so Grandpa loved her, okay? And he was looking forward to seeing her. But when they got out to the Double E, she was gone. She'd gone back into town to visit Jed in jail. So Grandpa went inside, and Grandma left him there. She took off to great-grandma's for a while, picked up some soup, some more special biscuits from great-grandma.
The burgers!
Yeah!
The burgers!
rock and roll.
Thank you.
Thank you. your pocket, turn into your pocket.